A contractor working on pre-demolition asbestos abatement at a Richmond duplex was ordered to stop working and slapped with a $2,500 fine after a health and safety inspection. According to WorkSafe BC, NOG Contracting Limited had multiple health and safety deficiencies on site while removing and transporting asbestos waste. The health and safety violations, which were all deemed to be high risk, include the lack of ventilation in its containment and failure to secure all openings to prevent the release of asbestos fiber into other work areas. The contractor also failed to ensure asbestos waste and contaminated materials were placed into sealed and labeled containers and cover work surfaces to prevent the spread of asbestos. The regulator added NOG had failed to properly clean and maintain contaminated protective clothing and ensure the health and safety of workers by providing necessary information, training and supervision. The fine was imposed on November 8, 2023. BC's new rules for asbestos abatement certification recently came into effect on January 1. Under the new rules, all asbestos abatement employers must be licensed and their workers must be certified to perform the work. An online registry has been set up to record all licensed asbestos abatement businesses. According to WorkSafe BC, asbestos exposure was the leading cause of work-related deaths in BC between 2002 and 2022, with 1,168 recorded deaths. Asbestos exposure can lead to severe health issues, said the regulator, such as lung diseases and cancer. The new formal licensing program, which is the first of its kind in Canada, is meant to improve protection for workers and the public against the dangers of asbestos. More information about asbestos work is available on WorkSafeBC's website. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com.